going on? What's happening? Let's just kick things right off by telling people that they need to get their $50 off of their 4-week emergency food kit.
Do it.
From our good friends at My Patriot Supply. They are your go-to for all things disaster planning and prepper planning and all of the planning.
We should just start calling it Biden being president planning. That's what it is, guys. It's not, you're not planning for a disaster. You're just planning for the inevitable because Biden is president. Let's all get real. Shall we?
That is good planning, okay. Indeed. I mean, look at how much damage he has managed to cause in just these first 8 or 9 months.
Like 8 or 9 months. That's it. We've got 3 years plus with this guy. So you need to probably go ahead and take advantage of this. Just go to preparewiththechicks.com. Buy yourself some stuff. Put it in the garage. Put it in your safe room. Put it in your basement. Wherever it is that you know you're going to have to go when the crap hits the actual fan, which is going to be in about, I don't know, probably 6 months.
I mean, and $50 off of the food kit that lasts for 4 weeks. It gives you 4 weeks worth of food. It lasts in storage for 25 years,
yes.
You guys.
Yeah,
that's how well it's put together and airtight and sealed and all of that.
And you can
you bust into it and get out the banana chips, which I
was just going to say. And you can ask for banana chips, which is what Mock she eats.
I love them. Mm-hmm. I love them.
You're not supposed to do that.
Anyway. I know. Anyway, get $50 off preparewiththechicks.com. By the way, I know people have said, I get this weird like privacy message when I go to that website. Don't put www in. Don't put https://. Don't put anything. Literally just go to your browser address bar and just type in preparewiththechicks.com. And you're going to be just fine. And if you do get the weird privacy thing, it's fine. I promise that this is a completely fine website. I don't know why some browsers are having trouble with it. But anyway, do that. You're not going to regret it. You're going to love the food. All right. So we were on with Grant Stinchfield last night. That was so fun.
It was fun. I don't think he knows what to do with us yet. You know, he's not quite sure about us, but he has us back. I mean,
we'll be back on Tuesday again.
Right. They keep inviting us back. So I don't know what to think of that. It's like the guy that keeps asking me out on dates, but he's not quite sure.
Like he hasn't kissed you yet.
Yeah, he has. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. But he's like, I don't know. And then he hasn't invited you home to meet his mom yet either. He's not quite sure about you, but he's like, I like you. I like the way you shake that thing.
I'm going to just test these waters a little bit longer before we have a full on makeout.
Right. Exactly. That's
by the way, I saw that we have a new watcher from the UK, UK Outlaw. We see you. And I just wanted to tell you, thank you for Robbie Williams, because I love him.
Oh my God. And I'm the opposite. How dare you? What have you done? I mean, welcome and cheerio. Cheerio. But why? I mean, she's obsessed. She tried to get me to like, listen to him. Not going to happen.
So much. I love him so much. All right. So one of the things that we talked about with Grant was this whole spat with Nicki Minaj and Joy Reid, which is like the greatest, the two most horrendous people ever. It's like when you hate both of them, you kind of root for both of them, right? Because you just want to keep the fight going. It's right. That delicious.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. So it started with Nicki Minaj posting this really bizarre thing about how she has like a cousin with swollen testicles or something.
And she's kind of funny. I mean, it's not funny about the swollen testicles, but the tweet itself was kind of funny. And the tweet swollen testicles are never funny.
I mean, they are if it's Nicki Minaj's cousin. I'm sorry, but they are kind of funny.
Okay. All right. To mock, it's funny. Just keep that in mind, guys. Swollen testicles are funny to mock.
It was so weird, though, because she said, like, this happened, like, right after he took the vaccine, and now he was supposed to get married, and now that his bride-to-be has left him because of his weird testicles. And so she's like, just, you know, if you're going to get the vaccine, don't feel like you're bullied into it. And so that obviously went viral like crazy.
Right.
And then actually, there were a whole bunch of media outlets that twisted her words completely and said... that she didn't go to the Met Gala because she didn't want to get vaccinated, which wasn't the case at all.
And Joy Reid was one of those people. And there are a lot of people on, like, some people, well, in the Black community, there's one, like, I think it was Charlemagne the God. Like, that was that, is he a radio guy?
No, the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They came out against Joy Reid because they were like, you know what? This isn't cool. Like, yeah. Give people some grace. I don't think they use those words, but they were basically saying you should use this as a teaching moment and you shouldn't twist her words.
Exactly.
Like, because that's not exactly what she said. And there are a lot of people out there who may not be anti-vax. I'm actually one of those people. I'm for vaccinations, but there are people who are pro vaccinations who are maybe a little bit leery of this because of the misinformation over the past year and a half. And Joy Reid is one of those people who's put out misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Case in point. And that was a tweet that I read on the show last night where she put out on, I think it was September 17th of last year, where she was like, you know, something about how at the FDA just cannot, they're never going to put anything out that's good. Or who's ever going to trust the FDA? Who's ever going to trust the CDC? Who's ever going to trust any of these government organizations? Joy Reid did that. So it's like, you are part of the problem. You and the media and all these people are part of the problem. So then now, all of a sudden, when you're saying you need to do this or you're some sort of a freak, how dare you?
Yeah. Well, and then it got just like ugly, right? Where Nicki Minaj was calling Joy Reid Uncle Tommyanna and like and saying that the only reason that she came after her is because she was told to by like her white masters. And I mean, it's the dumbest fight between the two dumbest people.
It is dumb. Totally dumb.
And I just, totally I can't, dumb. I kind of can't get enough of it. So. Right. Anyway, that's
right. I mean, it is. But bottom line is that we are here today because of people like Joy Reid. We're in we're in the position that we are when it comes to misinformation and everything. People are like, oh. I don't know what to think about this thing. I don't know what to do. And I've been given all this misinformation. And, you know, we're because of people like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like she is the problem. She's in the media. She is part of the huge machine of the problem. So sit down and shut up. Yeah.
We should mention that Newsom won easily his recall election there in California because California is just filled, unfortunately, with people who are masochists and they are, I guess, enjoying the decline of their state that's happening right before their very eyes.
Well,
and
let it implode.
I mean, you get the government you deserve.
Right.
As they say.
Let it happen. Right.
And happening.
And meantime, all these freaking people are flooding Texas. You know, I mean, I sit here in Texas and all these Californians, I just see them just flood Texas. And I'm like, why do you think they're doing that? Why do you think they're doing it? They don't want state income tax. They're all coming here. And then they all want to F up my state. And it's like,
well, it's worse when it's a company that moves to Texas, right? Like it's great for the state and the state's economy. But the problem is that a lot of their employees transfer to stay employed with that company. And they are blue. I mean, those are blue Democrat people that are coming. And they're like, we're going to California, you're Texas.
Right.
So it's scary. I mean, it's scary that could be happening in all red states to some degree.
Not only that, but they're just the people. God, it's like you drive through some of these small towns that have had some like an influx of Californians and you're like, oh, God, another wine bar. God, I can't. I just can't. Do we have to? Like, seriously. Okay, Buffy. God, enough already.
Like, well, I mean, but to be fair, there are some people trying to escape legitimately because they're conservative and they want to get the hell out of that
place. People are completely welcome.
Yes.
Those, obviously, they're completely welcome and they with open arms. But the other people, GTFO, stay out of my Texas, you know, because you're just going to come here. You're going to crap where you eat. And we don't want you here. I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm speaking for other Texans when I say that.
We also need to talk about the fact that Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, apparently, according to the new Bob Woodward book, is quite the traitor to his country. So that's neat. He apparently was all worried after January 6th that Trump was going to somehow like lose his mind and nuke the world, or at least China. So he got on the phone with China and said, "Hey, you guys, don't worry. I got you, boo. I'm not going to let Trump nuke you without warning. Okay, so you'll get a call from me. I've got it all arranged back here at home. I've got it all sorted out. I've got control over our president. And so if I feel like he's going to do something crazy, I'll let you know. Don't worry."
Oh my God.
And he had those same, he had similar conversations with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it's basically like a total conspiracy of and traitoriousness.
That's a great word.
Behind Trump's back. I mean, it's just incredible. It's so incredible, in fact, that even Alexander Vindman, who is the weasel in like his own guy, right.
He looks like he should have like a, he should be twirling his mustache, and he's like the ultimate villain looking dude. Like
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Like if, he, oh God. And if he says it's bad.
Well, this is what he tweeted. He said, and he retweeted the Washington Post's coverage of this and said, "If this is true, General Milley must resign. He usurped civilian authority, broke chain of command, violated the sacrosanct principle of civilian control over the military. It is an extremely dangerous precedent. You simply cannot walk away from that."
And listen, I'm going to add to that. Not only must he resign, but he gets nothing.
Yeah.
He gets no pension, no pay, nothing. You got to go work at Starbucks, you asshat. I'm so tired of these people getting all their pay and like all their stuff. And like, we still have to pay for them for eternity. Mm-hmm. 'Cause this is what happens, especially to people in the freaking military. I'm serious. Like at that high level.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
He'll get out and he'll be fully decorated or whatever it is they are. And he will, you know how many perks that guy gets? Being at the level that he is and how much money he gets. Oh my God. We pay for everything for that guy.
Yeah.
And he gets so much money. So if he walks away and he resigns, even if he does that, I'm just putting that out there, he will still live a very fruitful life and will pay for everything. So my thing is, we need to make sure that if he does resign, he gets nothing.
There's absolutely nothing we can do to make that happen. You realize?
Oh my God. It drives me crazy.
Because I know.
In the private sector, this would never happen. You would get nothing. Like you would get, there's no stock options. There's no retirement. There's none of that crap. These people live in a fantasy world because we allow it.
Dang it. I saw a super sticker and I missed the name. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to scroll back and find it. Somebody's wearing a cash shirt just like you.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. And I can't see her name. Oh dang it. I should have interrupted you.
You should have interrupted me. I was on a rant. I'm sorry.
I can't find. I saw you. I just don't remember your name. Thank you very much for the super sticker. I'm very sorry that I missed your name. I feel terrible. God, I hate that.
Speaking of military, did you see that Lieutenant Colonel who's resigning?
Yeah, another one.
He's resigned. Yeah, there's like all these people are resigning, and he's after 19 years of service. So he could have retired after 20 years, right?
Christy H. Christy H. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Christy H.
And thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie McDuff.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
Oh,
like,
there it is.
I'm sorry. There it is. I didn't mean
but,
to do that.
But that guy, after he's 18 years in, he's going into his 19th year of service. He's retiring because he's like, basically, we're Marxist. I can't work for a Marxist president. All this vaccine mandate crap is ridiculous. And it's like, he's not even anti-vaccine. He's just like, you know what? I just can't do this. Like, you can't do this to people. This is insanity. And I can't stay in. So
yeah.
He's going to give up he's giving up his retirement. He has seven kids. Can you believe that? Like these people, this is what people are doing. And so I saw that on the Daily Mail this morning and I was like, wow. So
why can't the top military brass have that kind of honor and integrity?
Yeah.
Millie's too busy trying to be woke.
Right.
Oh my God.
And he likes his money.
Yeah. We got an email from Julia Holmes, who has literally bought everything. So she said, "Chicks, I bought MyPillow towels during the summer. I love them. This week, I bought a MyPillow dog bed for my dog grandson. I also ordered a four-week food supply from MyPatriot.com, and I ordered the grill out assortment from Omaha Steaks. I love these companies, love their products. Thank you so much, from Julia.
I love that. Thank you, Julia.
Isn't that amazing?
Supporting these great people. I love that. Yes.
And now is the time, man. If you have still not tried something, anything from MyPillow, like, what are you even doing with your life? Because right. It's 50% off of their amazing sheets and 50% off the squeezy kitten fur technology, their slippers and moccasins. Great deal, especially if you need, you know, presents for people. Do it now, because I have a feeling there's going to be a rush on those kinds of things. And you want to get them while the getting is good. Yes. And if you use our code,
checks.
If you use that code when you call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com, you're going to get that discount.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
The slippers, as the kids would say, are bomb. They're bomb. They really are. They're
amazing. Are they fire?
I don't know if they're fire, but they are bomb.
They're bomb. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're bomb.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a couple sound clips to play because Anthony, I always want to call him Anthony, but then I forget, like, his parents forgot to put the T in his name. Yeah. So Anthony Blinken faced a second day of grilling, this time in the Senate. And there were some moments, like, there was some grilling from Ted Cruz, which was awesome.
I just need to point out, the second day, I wanted to send him some Genucel just for the bags. Did you notice? We don't even have a Genucel spot today, but I just wanted to, I wanted to send him some of the, like, the instant effects cream. Did you notice he looked really tired yesterday on the second day? He looked really
maybe
tired.
That's why he wanted to Zoom the first day, because he felt like maybe it wouldn't be as obvious that he was as stressed out as he was.
He was very, very tired yesterday. You could tell. It was like, we're on to you, Anthony.
Anthony Blinken. Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite moments, and we referred to this when we were on the Grant Stinchfield show last night on Newsmax, was this line of questioning from a senator that I frankly had never heard of until yesterday. So Senator Risch, R-I-S-C-H, he totally called out Blinken on the fact that Joe Biden is a puppet. And he did it in this way that the exchange is so mind-boggling, because it's like you're being gaslit in such real time that it's just amazing. So that's what I'm going to share now, because you have to see to appreciate how ridiculous Anthony Blinken's answers to this were.
Look, we've all seen this. We saw it as recently as yesterday. Somebody in the White House has authority to press the button and stop the president, cut off the president's speaking ability and sound. Who is that person?
I think anyone who knows the president, including members of this committee, knows that he speaks very clearly and very deliberately for himself. No one else does.
Well, Are you saying that there's no one in the White House that can cut it off? Because yesterday that happened, and it's happened a number of times before that. It's been widely reported that somebody has the ability to push the button and cut off his sound and stop him speaking. Who is that person?
There is no such person again. The president speaks for himself, makes all of the strategic decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Informed by the best advice that he can get from the people around him.
So are you unaware that this is actually happening? Because it happened yesterday at the interagency fire center. It was widely reported. The media's reported on it. And it's not the first time it's happened. It's happened several times. Are you telling this committee that this does not happen, that there's no one in the White House who pushes the button and cuts him off in mid-sentence?
That's correct.
What in the world? What is even happening?
I love how he's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then it is the whole Martin Short thing. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, how? How does he say that?
Maybe you're doing it. We're not doing it. Maybe you're doing it. We're not shutting it. We're not pushing a button. I mean, these people.
I cannot believe that they are trying to gaslight us that hard.
Yeah.
When literally we just saw it with our own eyes and ears. And they're telling us, no, you didn't.
You didn't see anything. You didn't see anything, Mark. You didn't see it.
God.
It's crazy. We're living in crazy land. It's just crazy land where we're living. I can't, these people are just.
Abigail Rose, thank you very much. She says, I will do it. LOL. I don't know what that refers to.
She's going to, you do it.
But you do whatever it is that you're going to do.
Do it.
Oh, maybe she means that she's going to buy pillows.
Oh my God.
And slippers. Maybe that's what she means.
You're going to be so happy in those slippers. Yeah. I mean, Anthony is a gaslighter.
Oh my God. The worst of the worst of them. Yeah. I have another clip of Rand Paul doing some questioning about the drone strike. This cracked me up because the way that Rand Paul delivers like criticism is so chill.
He's so delicious. Like I watched this live yesterday and I was like, I love him, man. You're totally cutting him down, but it's kind of like how Mitch Daniels used to do it. Remember Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, like he has this way of, it's very HR-y. Like you're good at that. You're good at being a total bitch, but doing it in a way where it's like very sweet. You know what I mean? And Rand Paul, HR people know how to do that. You know, like I'm incapable of that. It's like something you learn. I don't know, like in a class somewhere, but like, it's just, he does it in a way where he is so incredibly chill and he delivers it. So like, no.
Well, and for me, it's like the biggest compare and contrast between him and we were just talking before we went live about Mark Levin, who I agree with on most everything, but I cannot listen to more than 15 seconds of that man before I want to stab my own ears.
Very screamy.
Why does he yell at his listeners so much?
I don't know, but people love that, Mock. Like some people really, this is why we're not syndicated. we don't scream at people enough.
Do we need to start yelling? Is that what we need to do?
We have to start yelling at people. We have to start yelling at people and smoking cigars. This is what gets you syndicated. This is what I've learned over the years. And we do neither of those things.
I don't want to do those things.
Right.
I don't want to. They played a clip of Mark Levin on my drive-in. They were playing it on Fox and Friends this morning. And he was just irate, as he always is, about everything. And I mean, it was unlistenable how bad he was. Screaming. I can't. Compare and contrast, right? Because this is Rand Paul.
He's like the smooth jazz of politics. Here he goes.
Yes. This is him asking about the drone strike. I just love everything about this.
The guy the Biden administration droned, was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
The administration is, of course, reviewing that strike.
They're reviewing it.
And I'm sure that a full assessment will be forthcoming.
So you don't know if it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
I can't speak to that.
So you don't know or won't tell us?
I don't know because we're reviewing it.
Well, you'd think you'd kind of know before you off somebody with a predator drone, whether he's an aid worker or he's an ISIS-K. The thing is, this isn't just you. It's been going on for administration after administration. The Obama administration droned hundreds and hundreds of people. And the thing is there is blowback to that. I don't know if it's true, but I see these pictures of these beautiful children that were killed in the attack. If that's true, and not propaganda, if that's true, Guess what? Maybe you created hundreds or thousands of new potential terrorists from bombing the wrong people. So we can't sort of have an investigation after we kill people. We have an investigation before we kill people.
And he went on. Like, I mean, he went into, he probably spoke for about, 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was glorious. I mean, the whole time I was riveted in a way where, because he was so calm and I was like, God, it's like, he's just so buttery, you know? He's just in the way that he delivers things. He's so calm. And that's why he's a good leader, right? He is in a leadership position where he's very calm. You want a leader to be calm like that.
Yeah.
And know his crap. And he knows his crap. Whereas Blinken's like, I don't know. I don't know anything. I know you are, but what am I?
That's gonna make the best thumbnail ever.
It's better than yesterday's, where I'm up in the camera and I look like Jay Leno. So great. That was so
Jay Leno.
I look like Jay Leno.
What are you even saying?
This is what somebody said to me yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, I do look like Jay Leno. It was extremely flattering. See? I look like Jay Leno.
I love this picture of both of us. We look deranged.
This is how much YouTube loves us, you guys. YouTube absolutely loves us.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, there's somebody at YouTube that's like, let's pick the most unflattering screenshot of these girls because we hate them so much.
But I love those pictures. Those are my absolute favorite.
Usually Mark will make like a giant collage for me and have the most unflattering pictures. She's like, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I made this for you.
I love you. I love you. You look like Jay Leno here. I love you. I love you. I'm like, thanks.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Speaking of ridiculous photos, did you guys see? We talk about this, by the way, in our deep dive podcast, which comes out later today. You have to listen to it because we talked all about the COVID stuff. But one of the things that we also talked about was the fact that The Guardian has decided that the sexiest man alive, and these are their words.
I need a bucket.
The UK, so UK outlaw dude, what is even going on with The Guardian? This is who they have chosen as their sexiest man alive.
I can't.
What is even happening?
I can't. It's just propaganda.
Anyway, you'll have to listen to the full podcast to get all the scoop about that. But wow.
If you are a woman or a gay man who believes that Fauci is the sexiest man alive, there is something wrong with you. There's something seriously wrong with you that you need to seek help
immediately.
there's something unhinged.
Oh my God. All right. It's time for talks.
Yay.
And I do have several today, several talks to share. All right. We're going to start with this company. I don't know the name of the company, but they have started doing weekly COVID tests for their employees. And it's a really interesting way of testing.
My company started doing weekly COVID tests.
It says, do you have COVID? Yes or no?
My company started doing.
Oh my God, I love it. He's laughing all the way in. Was that laughing?
Yeah.
That's the greatest.
And that's the test. Do you have COVID? Yes. No. All right. We're good.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think I do.
And then do you remember, you didn't ever watch The Office, did you?
I mean, kind of on and off, like bits and pieces.
Okay. There's a very famous scene between Dwight Schrute and I don't even remember who he's talking to, but I think it's Jim. And he's asking Jim to form an alliance with him. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So this guy used that line. And it says, when you meet other unvaccinated people.
Do you want to form an alliance with me? Absolutely, I do. Good. Good.
And that's right, right? Like, if you're an unvaccinated person, you're just like, are you one of them?
There's 100 million of us. Let's form an alliance. Let's form a big effing alliance. Let's do it.
Let's talk about skincare for a second, shall we?
Yeah, because we can't get wrinkles through this.
We still got to make sure that we're not frowning so hard that we are counterbalancing the wonderful effects of GenuCell products. GenuCell is a part of Chamonix, which is the parent brand of the plant stem cell technology that makes GenuCell packages so awesome. And they're still offering you guys 50% or more off of their packages, their pre-put together, pre-curated packages. If you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, 50% or more. And there's a few different packages. I use the spa package, but the most popular product one is a huge hit. hence the name, most popular products. Yeah. So, but 50% or more off any of the packages that are at that specific site, lovegenucel.com/chicks. Make sure to check them out because
all about the XV cream, you guys, all about it. Yep.
Okay. Now it has been, let's see, this is the year 2021. So it has been now 11 years since I have had a period. I know TMI, sorry. But wow, the only reason I'm telling you that, the only reason I'm telling you that is because I got my uterus taken out like a long time ago. And you have also reached the age of your life.
I'm menopausal. I haven't had one in like three. Because I'm 50, but I went through early menopause. So there's another TMI for everybody. So yay, we all know so much about each other's cycles.
But the reason I bring it up is because even though it's been 11 years for me and a few years for you, I still remember what it was like to get like oddly emotional about really dumb stuff.
Yeah.
When you were about to get your period, right?
Right.
So this is so exactly how I was. Watch her.
Hey, ladies. Tell me you're close to your period without telling me you're close to your period. I'll go first. I just read an article about dolphins in Tin Can Bay, Australia. And they're missing their human visitors because of COVID restrictions. See, so they're leaving like little gifts on the beach for their people because they're hoping that it'll bring them back. Cool beans.
I'm crying. Like I already am welling up just thinking about dolphins leaving trinkets on the beach for people.
Yeah, the dolphins. Yeah.
Can you even?
I can. It's super sweet. Dolphins are awesome. I love dolphins.
Oh my God. That story just kills me.
That's very, very sweet.
Also, here is a dog that snores really loud. And the other dog is so mad. He's like, shut up.
That's basically me and my husband every night.
And he's so tired. And he's like, what? What?
Are you sure he's not dreaming? Because you know how dogs dream.
I mean, he might be. But the point is, he's annoying his brother.
Yeah.
And his brother is taking action.
His brother's like, shut up. Stop it. Shut your yapper.
And then look at how excited this dog is about his walk.
I think that you're about to go on a walk.
Oh my God. I wish I was excited like, about something that much. Oh, wait, I am. We're going to Vegas this weekend.
Oh my God, I know, I cannot wait.
Vegas. You guys bring it in. Bring it in. Guys, I have to get up at like 2 a.m. on Friday to catch a flight to Vegas. Not excited about that.
So, that's gonna be rough. It's gonna be a little rough.
It's gonna be rough, but I'm still excited about Vegas.
And the best part about that is that we will recover at the pool with a lot of beverages.
So many. You guys, we'll be doing a video, just to remind everybody, we're not going to be doing a morning video on Friday, but we'll be doing a video at some point on Friday.
Maybe maybe multiple.
I don't know. Mock will probably be topless in the pool. I don't know. I have no idea, but that's probably what's going to happen. So stay tuned for that on Friday. But we'll be doing a regular one tomorrow.
Yes.
And then Friday, I don't know what's going to happen Friday.
There's no telling.
But we hope you guys have a fantastic day today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Biden declares the Afghanistan debacle an extraordinary success while constantly lying about the facts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and share some laughs too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.